from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. This weekend, the Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei unveils a new exhibition on Alcatraz Island. His show, called At Large, contains seven new works exploring freedom and confinement, fitting themes for an art show at a former prison by a man who is barred from leaving China. Some in the art world say At Large is an unprecedented epic exhibition, maybe the hottest ticket of the year. We get a sneak preview from KQED's Mina Kim.
The only way to get to the exhibit is to hop on a ferry.
Welcome to the Rock. Mandatory orientation.
Once you reach the island in the middle of the San Francisco Bay, follow signs that lead to a building marked Penitentiary Laundry. There, you'll be greeted by the head of a dragon kite.
This, in my mind, is the piece de resistance. I just got goosebumps.
Exhibit curator Cheryl Haynes takes in Ai Weiwei's piece called With Wind just before it's installed. It's massive yet delicate in a rainbow of hues that snake around columns of peeling institutional green paint. Haynes dreamed up the idea of bringing Ai's art to Alcatraz 3 years ago. The artist had just been released from an 81-day detention by Chinese authorities for alleged tax evasion. Haynes says all the works touch on themes of incarceration and individual rights, including the kite.
It's suspended above the viewer. It will be flying. It will be free. But it's also restricted within the building. So there's this really interesting conversation between control and freedom.
Restrictions and freedom are basically two sides of the same thing, the two faces of the matter.
That's Ai Weiwei speaking from his Beijing studio last month. Unable to travel after authorities confiscated his passport, the artist had to envision the space using blueprints and films, including this row of bleak prison cells for this next work, a sound installation that pipes in the voices of people imprisoned for expressing their views. In this cell, music by the Russian feminist punk band Pussy Riot plays from decaying air vents. In 2012, the band's members were sentenced to 2 years in prison for singing a song that protested Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. is also implicated. A recording of a Hopi Indian chant plays in one of Alcatraz's psychiatric observation cells. 19 members of the Hopi tribe were jailed at Alcatraz in 1895 for opposing the forced education of their children in government boarding schools. The $3.5 million, mostly privately funded project, had to get clearance from the U.S. State Department to host one of China's most vocal critics on federal land, and none of the site's historic walls could be harmed.
We cannot touch anything or add anything. It's a hanging installation, like prisoners themselves who are only there for a period of time.
No doubt those obstacles also bring a lot more attention to the show. Chad Kerver, chief content officer at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, says Ai needs visibility in the West.
The more recognized he is, even though he's incarcerated at home, the safer he is from eventually being shut off completely or disappeared again, as he was in 2011. So it's a very dicey gamble that he's playing, because we know that the West's attention doesn't always guarantee political freedom in China, but it seems to be the path that he's chosen.
The fight to stay visible permeates this next exhibit called Trace, where more than 175 portraits of so-called prisoners of conscience made from Legos cover a building floor. Prominent figures like Nelson Mandela and NSA contractor Edward Snowden are among those fashioned in colorful plastic bricks, but many are likely unknown.
One thing about Ai Weiwei, he's really doing either research or he wants to understand.
Celebrated Oakland painter Hung Lu is close friends with Ai. Lu grew up during China's Cultural Revolution under Mao Zedong, and like Ai, China's politics and culture infuse her work. But she's wary of art becoming too didactic.
When you have a strong political agenda, you have to be careful if you want to use an art form.
Lu says she plans to take a serious look at his Alcatraz work and hopes others will get past his superstar status and do the same.
Ai Weiwei is super famous. Some people call him God Ai, Ai Shen. I think it's a little too far. It's important for other people to be critical.
Lu says she thinks Ai Weiwei would appreciate the feedback.
The fact that I can't leave China is the biggest restriction on this exhibition. For an artist not to be able to see the venue and afterward not to be able to interact with the audience, if I had to imagine the toughest restriction about an exhibition, that would be it.
The show runs through April 26th. I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find photos of the exhibition online at kqed.org/arts.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives, and the California Arts Council, a state agency advancing California through the arts and creativity.